1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you to the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes and by Coopin Burr Insurance. It's Tuesday, which means we take a look at what the ladies have been doing on the lanes, and to do that, we welcome in Mary Beverly. Good morning, Beverly, and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to you, Gary, and all of our listeners out there, and good morning to all the ladies named Ona or Ophelia. O is kind of a tough letter. There's been a lot of names.
Or Olivia.
Oh, Olivia. How could I have forgotten Olivia? Here we go with some of our top women bowlers scores for the week ending December 21st. And Emily Cornell from Starlight League with a 244. Then I have a 236 for Robin Veenhoven on the Sunshine League. She's followed very closely with a 235. And Rachel Handward from Sunshine League had that score. From Starlight League, I have another 235 rolled by Jean Newton. Kathy Comrade from Starlight League, 231. Then from Sunshine League, we have Cindy Heckman with a 227. Dawn Clapp, Thursday Night Misfits, 226. Amber Fortney with a 226, Friday Night Rollers. One more, 226, and that was on the Sunshine League, rolled by Jordan Kirkland. Lori Kirkland, right behind her on the Sunshine League, with a 224. Then Misty Mendez, with a 223 from Friday Night Rollers. And Monica Solis, also from Friday Night Rollers, also with a 223. High series for the week, Jordan Kirkland, 634, Sunshine League. Lori Kirkland, 633, Sunshine League. That's the mother and daughter combo. Emily Cornell from the Starlight League with a 626. 620 for Amber Fortney on the Friday Night Rollers. On the Sunshine League, it was a 610 for Cindy Heckman. Robin Veenhoven also had a 610 on the Sunshine League. From Saturday Night Fever, Tammy Newberry rolled a 602. Then I have a 592 for Jean Newton on Starlight League. Dawn Clapp with a 590 on the Thursday Night Misfits. And rounding out our top 10 this week from the Sunshine League, it was Chelsea Kirkland with a 585. And I'd like to remind everybody, this weekend, the 28th and 29th, we start our holiday tournament. And it is for any women that have had a 5, 6, or 700 score, or any men that have had a 6 or a 700. And prize money will be kept separate. Looking for a good turnout. You can arrive about a half an hour to 45 minutes before the tournament. And if there are lanes available, we will get you on the lanes. Also did a little checking with our local houses, and just to see who would be open tomorrow. And Zealand Lanes will be closed. And then Lakeview Lanes, which is now called Alleys, they will be closed also. We have Century and Northland. And, of course, Century has a new name, too. It's called BAM. And they will both open at 2 p.m. So bowling will be available for those of you that open the presents and have something to eat and want something more to do. And it looks like we are going to have a lovely white Christmas. And I think that's going to about wrap it up for today. Good luck with any last-minute shopping you have. And I'm off to my kitchen because I have 8 loaves of bread to bake today.
Oh, boy. Should be delicious.
It's world-famous and internationally renowned.
We look forward to talking to you next week, Mary Beverly. Enjoy the holiday, enjoy Christmas, and you'll talk to Brent on New Year's Eve.
Okay, and most of all, everybody have a blessed, safe holiday.
Four-letter word, safe, that's the key.
That's the key.
All right, thank you very much, Mary Beverly.
Bye-bye.
Bye, and that is Mary Beverly with the Ladies Bowling Report on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Brought to you by Zealand Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance.